The Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's a result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation Radio Show. I am Clint Richardson, going to fly solo today. And so I was thinking about all of my research I've done over the years, trying to kind of put things into perspective over what we've been talking about with these, well, with the government being run by a bunch of basically private associations. And I thought, you know, today would be a good day to talk about a local issue that's actually a national issue. But in my county, I actually moved right outside of the county because of this, and then later found out that this was a sort of a national and statewide issue. I wrote a little article called "The Sheriff Who Sold His County," which turned out to be sort of a viral thing, because people suddenly realized that their law enforcement, the sheriff who's supposed to protect them, actually is a member of not only an international and national association called the Sheriff's Association or National Sheriff's Association, but also that their law enforcement agency that they elected was being dissolved. All the sheriff's departments all over the country being dissolved and placed into what can only be described as a private corporate status, or what's called a special district. Now, we've all heard the memes of what's called the constitutional sheriff, even though the Constitution of the United States does not involve the word sheriff. It's nowhere in the Constitution. So the meme itself is really, well, I suppose if you're talking about a government that is either constitutional or not, we've got to remember that the Constitution was just an outline for what government should be, and basically then the government is then formed like a corporation and creates the laws for that government. So in this way, really, all laws are technically constitutional, because all the Constitution did was create the government, like a corporate charter. So, you know, to say something is constitutional or not constitutional is simply a tool used in the court system. It doesn't really mean, it doesn't really have that much weight, surprisingly. We covered with the word evil means in the court's opinion. And the word evil turned out to be when a person like myself or any of you actually goes against what government says and says, hey, your laws are tyrannical, or conspires against government. The end of that conspiracy, literally defined as evil, no matter what it was, and it means that you went against government, whether it was acting constitutionally or unconstitutionally. It doesn't matter. Okay? Either way, your actions are evil because you're going against a government that literally claims its power from a higher power. Something we'll discuss in more detail. And, well, we have been discussing it. So let's get to this, because we have to understand that all of our government agencies, are all of our elected and appointed officials are also part of these private associations. Just to give you an example, you, of course, got the sheriffs, National Sheriffs Association. Now, this organization wishes to have all sheriffs as members, because it then promotes a national agenda. The word agenda, of course, being an Agenda 21 type of thing. It wants best practices, and it wants model legislation in all states. In other words, it wants a uniform sheriff presence in the United States. The problem with this are the things that it supports. For instance, it supports some of the articles that are on the National Sheriffs Association website are things like in 2009, the National Sheriffs Association supports DWI courts. Well, as we discussed, anytime you have a specific court, that means that you are limiting jurisdiction as opposed to a court of general jurisdiction. You are creating a court in which people voluntarily, even if they don't know they are doing so, voluntarily enter into that court and give up most of their rights before entering. So if you're going to a DWI court, driving under the influence, well, guess what? You are basically going to be at the court's whim. And, of course, the Sheriff's Association would support this, whereas a sheriff might not. A sheriff who is a man of good conscience is not part of such a national association with international interests. It also supports funding restoration for national law enforcement and correctional technology centers. Again, our sheriffs aren't really supposed to be there to enforce national laws. They're supposed to actually be protecting us from such things. So for an association to be supporting national things, this gets very dangerous. It means our sheriffs are giving up their local powers by accepting these types of national initiatives and funds. As far as I'm concerned, a sheriff should never, under any circumstances, support anything federal whatsoever, especially funding, because with funding comes requirements. National Sheriffs Association supports biometric identification systems to allow law enforcement to fly while armed. Lots and lots of things here. I mean, I could go down a list of many, many things. Supports cybersecurity best practices. Again, best practices being a national implementation of uniform laws. Oh, let's see. It does things that seem good, but in reality are not so good. A National Sheriff's Association supports and encourages the hiring of military veterans in law enforcement positions. Now, of course, these military veterans have been trained to kick in doors of people who are suspected of what? Being Arab? of being family? It's very good training in the military to do things that are completely, what we call, again, unconstitutional or unlawful in this country. So, you know, it goes on and on. If you just go to the front page of the National Sheriffs Association, you'll see some of the things that it supports, and they are not good things. Trust me. For instance, how about National, this is 2013, it looks like, National Sheriff's Association supports unmanned aircraft systems in support of law enforcement. Now, I would expect my local sheriff to absolutely say no to any and all drones or other quote-unquote unmanned aircraft system. But see, as a member of the National Governors Association, or the National Sheriff's Association, it is the recommended best practice that sheriffs allow and utilize unmanned drones. So this is sort of just one aspect of the problem with having national associations create what they consider the best practices and standards for operations of sheriffs and other positions. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Shoot the children with no shoes on their feet. Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Again, you're the Corporation Nation, and we are talking about the privatization of just about everything in America at this point, and it's being done on the local level, whether that be state, county, or city, or in our case, what we're really talking about are what's called special districts. Special districts are basically the bane of our existence. They are everything that isn't America. In other words, they are a way to create a jurisdiction that is outside of normal legal and lawful realms. Now, you've probably heard of some of them around you. Let's say the sewer district, the water district. Oh, all kinds of districts. You can live in hundreds or thousands of districts. Just depends how big the bureaucracy becomes. And each of those districts is assigned through private function. They're assigned the ability not to tax, because that would require voter approval. But what they are allowed to do by statute and through their little charters, because they are corporations, what these districts are allowed to do is to assign you a fee for a quote-unquote service. This is very important, because when you hear the word service, that means that a government is actually able to charge you in a for-profit capacity for any services that you're taking from government. All right, so if we have a district, let me give you an example of my own hometown here. In Draper, Utah, we have what's called the South Valley Sewer District. Now, keep in mind that the sewers were built through taxpayer funding. In other words, it was already paid for before this district. They already existed, in other words, before this district ever came along. So what they did, because they wanted to raise taxes, but instead, they resorted to what's called exaction or extortion. All right, so what did they do? They created a district. They drew a little boundary, and they created what's called the South Valley Sewer District. Now, that district, simply because we use the sewers, simply because the sewers are there, they exist, and we crap in them, I suppose, would be a good reason. Well, they decided that every household out there and every apartment must pay a special district fee or a special service fee. So every household has to all of a sudden pay $20. And, of course, you have the water district, which is another $10. You have a trash district, which is another $10 or $15. Eventually, you could have up to thousands in just fees. If you read your power bill, of course, you'll see all kinds of district fees, some districts and things that you've never heard of before. And that's because they don't really advertise these as much as you'd think, because no, they don't really want you to know that these are private enterprises created solely to extort money from you. So, I pay a $20 fee to, well, I shouldn't say I do, but homeowners do, and leasees of apartments do. They pay their $20 fee to the South Valley Sewer District. Now, here's how this works, because again, these districts are assigned certain statutory powers, but they cannot tax you. That is something that is requires voter approval, basically. So they create the private associations and they create the districts to get around the laws that bind them from creating new taxes. And that's why most taxes nowadays have nothing to do with voter approval. They work around that. Most things that are built, most decisions made by government have nothing to do with voters or voter approval, because they're all being done in the private, public-private partnership model through lease agreements with private corporations and associations. So, now what happens when I don't pay my so-called service fee? What exactly happens? Well, this is where the trick comes. This is how they turn an already illegal fee into basically an illegal and unlawful tax. So if I don't pay my $20, they will certify this as a debt, and they will send it to the county, assessor's office, I believe is what it's called. And from there, they will assess that fee as a tax on your property. Tax or some other form of licensing agreement. So if you have a business, let's say you have a business license in the state and you don't pay your fee, it turns into an unlawful tax on your or against your business license or your mortgage. It gets put in the first lien position. And if you don't pay it, then the county or whoever is the assessing agency is can suddenly foreclose on your home because you haven't paid what seemed like an innocent fee, an illegal tax. You see, this is how your government works now. This is why I keep saying over and over, please step out of 1776. It no longer exists. It is but a memory. We now live in a world, in a nation, where we have no representative government whatsoever. We only have the illusion. And as long as we keep falling for the illusion, then we're going to be stuck in it. And that's the thing. Now, what does it mean for the National Association of Sheriffs to support cybersecurity best practices? That's a very interesting concept. And I just released an article on my blog at realityblogger.wordpress.com. The title of it is "The Internet is Being Cast Over America." Now, what's happening here is something called FirstNet. It is a private, new private internet that is being cast around America. I want to read you just a quote from actually the First Responder Network Authority chairman, Sam Ginn, another appointed official. And he's head of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. And he's talking about FirstNet. Now, they're using first responders. It's almost as big of a political weapon as children. If you say it's for the children, how can you argue? Well, if you say it's for the paramedics and the firefighters and our police so that they can protect us, oh boy, how can you fight with that? How can you deny them this? Well, here's what it is. According to Sam Ginn, it's a national architecture. It is the largest telecommunications project in the history of the United States. It's going to cover every square meter, in fact, every square inch of land in the United States. It's going to be able to penetrate the basements of Manhattan and cover the forest fires in the Sierra Nevada. All right, so here, what we have here is a taxpayer-funded private internet that is only going to be accessed by government. Now, the way that government operates is incrementally, of course, as we all know. The plan, of course, is to implement something that is it's for the benefit of the people, for first responders to be able to have a nationwide database that, as we discovered earlier, will have biometric capabilities. And, of course, that's to help the people. But what this really is, again, is a private, 100% private internet. It is not accessible by such things as whistleblowers or watchdog groups. Okay? In other words, the government, I mean, get this through your heads, folks. The government's going to have its own private internet. Its own private internet, its own private email system, its own private tracking. We're talking about total immersion in tyranny here, folks. Stay with us. We'll get back into the privatization of the sheriffs.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon.
Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
And again, we're talking about the National Sheriff's Association, National Governors Association, National Mayors Association, all of these associations for which your elected and mostly appointed officials are members. This is where they create their legislation. Now, keep in mind that they're non-governmental corporations or associations. They are non-governmental and they are non-profit. And most importantly, they are non-bias or non-partisan. In other words, when they are meeting and conspiring together in these associations, the Republican and the Democratic moniker goes out the window. It's a meme. It's a false paradigm. It goes away. And all you have left is a organized criminal outfit who then, of course, as we've discussed, takes their legislation that they create, the model uniform legislation that they want all states and local governments to pass through the Agenda 21 model, to go back and, of course, they lobby themselves to pass their own association's legislation. So, Now, I'm going to read this again because I just love this. This is Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. It says, a really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I do not love my servitude, and that's why I'm here today. To tell you about this so that you can hopefully do something about it. Let's talk about, some other, associations just so we get in the mood here. Government Financial Officers Association, label themselves as the thought leader for government accountability professionals. Isn't that interesting? AGM members who number more than 16,000 are local finance directors, state auditors, federal chief financial officers, academians, and private sector leaders. Again, it is a non-governmental association. Another interesting one that you probably aren't familiar with is the National Conference of State Legislatures. This one basically makes a lot of the definitions. For instance, it defines what a public official is, and it turns out that it includes appointed officials as public officials. The National Conference of State Legislatures, from its website, declares itself as a bipartisan, non-governmental organization, or NGO, established in 1975 to serve the members and staff of state legislatures of the United States, commonwealths, and territories. It provides research, technical assistance, and opportunities for policymakers to exchange ideas on the most pressing state issues, and is an effective and respected advocate for the interests of the state and the American federal system. Interesting enough, says all state, this is again reading from its website, all state legislatures and staff members are automatically members of the NCSL, or National Conference of State Legislatures. All right, so you probably don't know this when you're voting for these people to represent you. You probably don't know that they are automatically, through your vote, being forced into a private association, non-governmental, non-profit, called the National Conference of State Legislatures. I mean, this is ridiculous when you consider what's happening, because it means they're all getting together and literally conspiring to pass legislation without voter approval. This is why the vote itself is so darn important, because you are literally giving these people your legitimacy. You're literally saying, yeah, okay, I'm going to vote for you. I'm going to vote you Democrat, or I'm going to vote you Republican, or even I'm going to vote you Libertarian or Independent or Green. And I'm giving you my power. I'm giving it away. So take it. Go. Conspire. And create international best practices in my local area. Please, please, thank you. May I have another? I mean, that is what we're doing here. And it's frustrating to know that people don't know that this is happening. How about the National Association of Chief Information Officers? This is a great one. NASCIO. I suggest everybody look at this. It says, the National Association of Chief Information Officers represents state chief information officers and information technology executives and managers from state governments across the United States. Huh. Well, what else does it do? Let's see. It has a document entitled Advancing the C4 Agenda. Let's see what it says. Says it needs to deal with jurisdictional barriers, governors and legislatures to deal with governance issues. Now, that's all, of course, referring to board of directors, governance of corporate things, and attorneys general, general counsels, chief acquisition officers, and state budget officers, all of which have private, non-governmental private associations that they are members. to deal with procurement and cost issues. CIOs also identify state agency heads, chief human capital officers. That should disturb you. Human capital officers, in other words, you're a commodity and you have a chief officer that is basically accounting for you, how much tax you're going to pay, how much income you're going to bring in, just like, you know, how much meat and milk will you give as a dairy cow. And industry trade associations, potential leaders for overcoming selected barriers. Now, when it says that, it's saying overcoming the law. That's as simple as that. What is a barrier? A barrier is a jurisdiction. A barrier is a law. It works with the NASPA, which was formed in 1947 in Chicago, a nonprofit association dedicated to strengthening the procurement community, through education, research, and communication. It is made up of the directors of the central purchasing offices in each of the 50 states, District of Columbia, and the territories of the United States. It's an organization through which the member purchasing officials provide leadership and professional public procurement. It's talking about privatization here, folks. Improve the quality of procurement. Exchange information and cooperate to attain greater efficiency, economy, and customer satisfaction. Now, this is an important point, too, because government doesn't refer to you as people anymore. It refers to you as customers. Because government, if you look at their financial statements, their CAFRs, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, you'll see that it has both governmental and non-governmental funds and functions. Okay, it has enterprise operations, and enterprise is a corporation for profit. Of course, it takes its profits and buries them in funds, investment funds, so that it appears that it makes no profit. And then, of course, it benefits from the returns on those investments, loans it out through corporate bonds and other such federally approved financial instruments. This is what's happening. It's so frustrating. NASPO, in collaboration with the National Institute of Governmental Purchasing, the Universal Public Procurement Certification Council, formed that to encourage and award certified public procurement officer designation and certified professional public buyer designation. So, jeez, I mean, I could go on and 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 on with all these different associations. But let's hear what the National Association of County Information Officers actually does. And this should floor you. The website says it tells us the top 10 reasons, and this is NACIO.org. It's a list of the top 10 reasons why every county should have a propaganda system, that's their words, in place by hiring a public information officer, or PIO. So, literally, a public propaganda or information officer, every county should have one to deal with bozos like me who make public inquiries. It says, quote, "Don't leave it up to the traditional media to determine what is news. A good public information officer can not only influence media coverage, but can also help generate positive publicity using a county's internal media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, websites, etc." Public information officer. Public propaganda officer. We'll be back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
All right, welcome back, folks. An all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers to control a population of slaves. That's a very, very apropos statement to what we are talking about today. Again, the National Association of County Information Officers. This is by far my favorite private association in the world. This is wonderful. Listen to this. Again, a public information officer. Why should every city and county have a public information officer? Why should every county and city have a propaganda minister? Well, let's again read the top four. There's 10 reasons, but I'm going to read you the top four reasons. So we don't forget the first one. It says, don't leave it up to the traditional media to determine what is news. A good PIO, or public information officer, can not only influence media coverage, but can also help generate positive publicity for your corporation, or in other words, municipal corporation, government, using a county's internal media outlets. don't go to the government website. Instead, go to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Well, I guess, or your website. We can fix that too, so that it has the same social media look as Facebook, maybe. Outsourcing number two, outsourcing PR, and this is straight from their website. Outsourcing PR, or public relations, and marketing duties is far more expensive and less cohesive. So why would you hire out a PR officer when you could just hire one yourself, a good public information officer? It says branding and marketing are synergized and more effective when using your own staff. Your own PR staff, public relations staff, understands your organization better and is more loyal and committed to it. Okay, folks, this should, again, should be very disturbing language. Okay, first of all, public relations. Okay, you're talking about a public or supposedly public entity that is going to do branding and marketing? Do you know why government needs branding and marketing? Because it doesn't want you to know that an all-powerful executive of political bosses that are appointed and their army of appointed managers control the population. That's why you need branding and marketing of the privatization of government. And that's why every good county needs a good PIO, or public information officer. Number three, from the National Association of County Information Officers, or NACIO, NACIO.org, a PIO, or public information officer, can get out good, positive news. Let me start over. A public information officer can get out good, positive news about what's going on in your county to help to balance the times where there is a negative story. If people only see the negative, they think that's all the county is about. So a good public information officer obviously can focus on the positive in government and you know, just kind of make people forget about the negatives, because we want to be in a positive thinking society. That's very Agenda 21, if you think about it. As long as there is happy thoughts, the negative stories about government could just go by the wayside, and that's why you need a good propaganda minister called a public information officer. You might want to check your own counties to see who your public information officer is and see what how they're covering up the negative stories about your government. Number four, a public information officer can provide training and guidance for elected officials and management staff on working with the media, especially during a crisis or a potentially damaging story. A damaging story? You know what that means, right? That means that government is breaking the law. They're doing things to harm you. So we can cover it up. If we just train our all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers, if we just train them to deal with the media and always put a positive spin, then we can possibly avoid potentially damaging stories from getting out in the news so that we have an informed public about how corrupt government is. Or, you know, here's a thought. Why don't we just have honesty and transparency with everything, and then there'd be no need for a propaganda minister? I don't know. It's just a crazy thought. I'm sorry. I'm a terrorist for saying that. Honesty is terrorism, isn't it? So, like, folks, I mean, I don't know how to put this any better than reading from their official documents here. You don't have a representative government. You have a government that needs a propaganda minister to convince you that government is good, that you can ignore the negative aspects of government. I mean, how can we put this any other way? Let me read something to you here. Just because we get confused about what our rights are and what a right is, for that matter, it's a shame that we don't really understand what that word means and that rights are actually forced upon us. Let's see if I can find this here. I use it quite often. It's actually in the U.S. Code. and it is Title 42, Section 1981. I might have to get back to that because I don't have it open in front of me. But it basically says that you have the right to be extorted from. And they use the word exaction when we look that up in a legal dictionary. Of course, it refers to the word extortion and is defined as, exaction is actually defined as, something or a fee or charge that, a tax that is not due. Charged to you by an officer. Okay, so it is your right to be put in pain, punished, taxed, and extorted from. That is your right. And you have to understand that that is what equal rights are. All people, this is a statement of equal rights, and all people must fall under the equal protection of the law. What does that mean, protection of the law? It means protection of government. Means you must pay your fee. It means you must suffer extortion, exaction. You must give something that is not due to officers of the law and of government. Doesn't matter if they're not elected. And anybody that complains, of course, will be subsequently smushed by the Public Information Office. And only the positive side. So let's get back to this sheriff thing, because this is probably one of the most important things I've ever uncovered. And I certainly tried to fight it in my own county and failed miserably, because our sheriff is a guy named Jim Winder. Now, Winder has about 10 generations in Utah that have been councilmen and other political offices. So he didn't earn his sheriff's badge. He got there by popularity and the power of his family. Interestingly, I worked on a farm there for a while that lost their business and had to close up because the Winders, through political tyranny, no doubt, basically closed them down, outbidded them, outbidded their Costco contract. So we're talking about Not only corruption in government through the family units, but also a family that's very high order in the Mormon, what we call the Mormon Mafia, I suppose, the Mormon Church that also governs the state of Utah, essentially. So we have a very bad situation, especially in this state. And again, I tried. I interviewed the sheriff. I interviewed the mayor on the local radio station. To my surprise, the sheriff was actually kind of frightening. He actually scared me. He was so belligerent, and I can only use the word evil, honestly. Not someone I want to be my sheriff, definitely. So what happened here in Utah, here in Salt Lake County, is that, I'll just read what happened. We created something called the Unified Police Department, or UPD. It became the new Sheriff's Department. They actually dissolved the Sheriff's Department. It says, as of January 1st, 2010, the County Sheriff's Department was officially dissolved. In its place was put a new corporation, or what they call a special district, called the Unified Police Department, or district. All right, folks, we'll continue this to take some calls in the next segment.
With financial